Been a little bit busy, guys. I haven't been able to film that ad yet, but don't forget, we've got a bunch of products at First Man. Here's a few of them. Supplements, body wash, testosterone-friendly body wash, supplements, testosterone booster, lifestyle supplement, natural diuretic, take water out of your face, make you look leaner and sexier. Male Advantage book, that's paperback, also got it in digital copies as well, audiobook and ebook. Check them all out, guys. And do not forget, we've got the streaming platform as well. The link will be below. It's 1m.video. That is where you will find real premium content, documentaries, everything. That's our men's streaming platform, only $1.99 a month. So don't forget to check that out, guys, and enjoy the video. Okay, guys, welcome back to another video. In this video, it kind of came across me because I was doing some videos for Hamza. He's asked me to do some mindset videos for the Adonis School. And when I was making the notes, there was one kind of mindset thing that I was like, do you know what? I want to share this with the guys. And I think it works pretty well as a preview too. So if there's 8 videos and I'm previewing one, if you want to go and see the other 8, they're obviously going to be on the school, not yet, but at some point. But I thought this was kind of too important not to share with you guys, which is why I wanted to get back to making videos again, because there's a lot of things that I like to teach you on, and hopefully they provide value. So this one is pretty obvious, but when you break it down, you explain it properly, it makes a lot more sense. And the core concept is nothing really gets done unless you do it yourself. And it's obvious, but it's probably the one thing that I would say I'm best at over the majority of people that I've ever met. It doesn't matter what it is, I will start it on my own in a garage with £20 and a laptop. Do you know what I mean? I can start somewhere, I can do something on my own. It doesn't matter what my skill set is. I want to act and I want to film movies. Well, I will do a 5-minute preview, a 2-minute preview with me as the main actor. I'll get Alex to film it. We'll maybe hire, like, we could even do it on his camera, but we can get like a Arri Alexa for the day, which will be like £1,000. Do you know what I mean? And then put something together. I can write a script. Like, I will do stuff like that to show, okay, I can do this. This is possible. That wasn't that hard. I wonder if we can do a 10-minute movie. I wonder if we can do a 30-minute movie. 3 years down the line, you've made a full movie. Do you know what I mean? And I'm willing to start anywhere. And this is one thing that you guys really need to master, because it's one of the toughest things to do in life. And it's not really your fault. I remember we had, there's two stories I kind of want to give you guys. But the first one is, we had what's called Ofsted in the UK, where they come in and they rate your school. And I remember they said about our school, they were like, it's 5 stars across the board. It's the best possible, you know, and it was a normal school. It wasn't like private or anything like that. It was just a normal, I think it's called comprehensive school. It's just, you know, anybody can go, basically. You don't have to pay. And it had rough kids that were just made into good kids. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could tell they were rough, but the school had just put them under lock. And it was that kind of school. Like, they were outperforming in every area. But the Ofsted people said the one area that this school lacks in is that the school is so good that the students don't take initiative. The teachers and the staff, whatever, whoever it might be, the help around the school, they do everything for the kids. They come up with the ideas, they tell them what to do, and they're kind of robots. They're well-behaved, educated, getting high grades, but they're robots. And that doesn't translate to the real world. And that is why I think I've done very well in the real world, because I was one of the only people back then who thought that. When they gave that Ofsted report, I was like, I was in like year 8, and I was like, I was already thinking that. Like, I could see that people were kind of just brain dead, just following the rules. And I was always like, can I do this? Can I try something new? Can I test this? It was the only way to keep myself kind of motivated in subjects that I didn't want to do. And I've always had that. I've always wanted to experiment, try new things, test stuff out. But there's a lot of people, and school conditions you for this, and your parents condition you for this, who are waiting for somebody else to do something. How often do you hear it? I want to start my own business, but I don't know where to start. You know, it's I really want to do this, or I really want to become an actor. I really want to be a singer. I really want, but I don't know where to start. Like, I don't, like, it's just getting the motivation to do the first step, and then I'll probably do it. And it's like, yeah, you probably would, but the first step is so fucking hard, and nobody does it. And the second example I want to give you, and this will tie it all in, and I'll explain it, is the first big moment of this that I had in my life, and it was a small moment, but it was a big milestone mentally. Is that when I first moved out on my own, I would come, I would do stuff in the morning, whatever. Let's say a great example would be like a breakfast bowl. So you'd eat out of your breakfast bowl, you'd leave it on the sides and it was dirty. And you'd be like, oh, it's okay, I'll go to work. Okay, so you go to work, you have a full day, whatever, you're tired, you come back. You walk through that door and you look and you go, that fucking breakfast bowl is still there, hasn't moved. Right? And when you're living at home with parents, somebody cleans that up while you're out. And what's that doing to you mentally? That is showing you that you can kind of, it's a very small version, but it's showing you that you can kind of bury your head, ignore your, you know, problems or chores, so to speak. And while you're away not looking at it, which is very childlike, somebody else will do it. And a lot of people do this. You know, people who litter, it's the same thing. Oh, I'll drop it and somebody else is going to clean it up. Yeah, they are, but in reality, if that person wasn't there to clean it up, imagine the shit show. Imagine how much trash there would be on the floor all the time. Then people would look around and go, well, who's going to clean this up? Do you know what I mean? It's that responsibility. And I think it's the one thing, especially I've seen it in the UK and America, that school, life, whatever it might be, how easy life is for us, you know, certain things like, obviously you don't have to go out and hunt, like you can just go to a shop, you can order food to the door, like there's a lot of convenience that has made it somebody else's problem. There's not a lot of things that we have to do in life anymore where it's like, oh, I have to do this, otherwise it's not going to get done. Whereas in my life, with my business and the nature of my life, training for like boxing fights and stuff like that, quite literally is, if I don't get up on Sunday and go sparring, when I fight, I'm going to get the shit beat out of me. You know, it's just little things like that. With the business, if I didn't do certain things that I had to do this month, I would have been fucked. So many bills to pay, so many tax elements. And it's like, if I didn't get out of bed every morning and make things happen, I would be fucked right now. However, because I made them happen, I'm in a good situation. It's now very normal to me. It's very normal to me to have to clean my own house, drive myself places, set things up. You know, if I want to see a woman, I probably have to drive. I probably have to pick her up. I probably have to decide what we're going to do that weekend. It's all taking the initiative. It's a very masculine trait. And I think a lot of guys lack it. They're waiting for somebody else to make a plan, somebody else to help them out. And there's still elements in my mind, you know, where it's really tough and you just think to yourself, I don't want to do this. And it's almost like a childlike feature within you where you're thinking, I want to complain to my mum or my dad or whatever and stuff like that. It's almost, it's just ingrained at the back of your brain where you're like, mum, do you know what I mean? It's there, it's almost in your head and you have to kind of fight it and go, nobody else can fix this but me. I'm at a position in life where like nobody else can do this. There is no get out of jail card, you know, especially as a man. There is no mentor that's going to come along and be like, here's 20 million. I'll fix all your problems. It's okay. You know, I'm going to pay all your bills this month. Make sure you're like, it's just not going to happen. And the quicker you come to that reality, and actually I can hear people fighting, which is hilarious. The quicker you come to that reality and realize it's going to be like this forever, the easier it becomes to navigate life. Because instead of waiting for other people, instead of reaching out for help or looking for help, you just do. You just wake up and you just do, and you don't really complain, which is a byproduct. I know I said I wouldn't talk about the relationship and women's stuff on this channel anymore, but that makes you so attractive, just as a byproduct bonus. But that's the one thing I see lacking in a lot of young men, especially in this modern era. Is they're not willing to go, I'm going to go away and do this on my own without anybody's help or guidance, I'm just going to give it a go and I'm going to see what I can come up with. Like the fact that I some broke kid from a shithole in the middle of nowhere in the UK with pretty poor grades, average, like C's, who didn't go to university, has managed to, I say single-handedly, but obviously somebody's built it, but the idea and everything and the funding and whatnot, and the content ideas and whatnot, and Alex has filmed them, but, you know, it's probably like a decent percent, like 80%, 90% of everything that's been pushed forwards, and the idea, like, that guy has managed to build his own streaming platform, which isn't that far off something like Apple TV or a Prime Video or a Netflix. It's not a million miles away. I don't have all the content, but in theory, it's so close. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, if you've just got that ability to just go, nobody's going to do it but me, you know, and to scale it right down to make it very understandable for everyone watching this, the fact that you go to, let's say, my roof is actually leaking right now. There's a problem with the roof, whatever. You can't just sit there and be like, my roof's leaking. Do you know what I mean? You could either get up there and fix it yourself, or you could contact the estate agents and be like, look, this is a bit of a problem. Can you just fix this? Can we get somebody up? Okay, we got to arrange a day. Do you know what I mean? There was a time in your life where you were young. You didn't need to do it. Your parents would have handled that. There was a time in your life where you were at school and the roof was leaking and the maintenance guy would come down because one of the teachers has asked them to come down and scheduled it, and you'd had nothing to do with it. But then these things throughout life start happening to you and you go, that roof is going to leak until I do something about it. Now you could fix it or you could get someone else. It doesn't matter, but you have to do something, right? And it's a very small scale. It's like if you haven't hoovered your house and the place is a shithole and you haven't taken the bins down and there's a smell, that smell is not going away until you do something about it. That's probably the biggest advantage of moving out, is that nothing gets done unless you do it. You know, oh, I have to eat, but I'm tired. It's like, you can go and do Uber Eats. You can go to restaurants and whatnot. You can eat shit. You can have a pizza quick. But there's consequences. And you didn't have that as a kid. You didn't have that in school. You had school dinners lined up for you. Your parents would put a meal on the table. When you get super busy, really tired, you've got full responsibility. You then become responsible for your actions, and those actions then have consequences that weren't in place before. If you went and had a bunch of sugary sweets, snacks at a friend's house and a sleepover, the next day you went back to your parents' house, washing, cleaning, everything was done, and they had a cooked meal on the table. You were back to normal routine. Left to your own devices, you can be a bit of a fuckface. And that overlaps into everything you do in life. And that's one massive piece of advice I can give you guys in terms of mindset, is to get it into your head as young as possible, as early as possible, and to make it concrete that the older you get, I think, to be honest, once you hit 18 and beyond, nothing really gets done unless you do it. Nothing really gets done unless you just decide, I'm going to make something happen. You know, like me filming these projects, turning up at places. I'm starting acting classes soon. I'm going to do my own movies. Like me starting the stream platform. I want to create my own products. Not a single part of this would exist today if I had just sat there and gone, yeah, but it's kind of tough. Yeah, but it's a risk. It's like by just me going out there and doing it kind of, well, completely on my own, I've ended up with this, you know, mini empire of mine that has given me a great life. And it doesn't matter what it is. Like, it could be the gym, just turning up at 5 a.m. Nobody's going to drive you there. Nobody's going to come and wake you up. When you were a kid, they would have. Your mum would have woke you up for school. Get that through your head as quickly as possible. Nothing can ever happen without you being the one to do it. Nobody's coming to help you. Nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's going to do anything for you. Nobody gives a shit about you. It's all on you. It's 100% on you. Drop that mindset of woe is me and whatever. You single-handedly have to make shit happen, regardless of how it makes you feel, who's laughing at you for doing it, if it seems weird or what. You just, if you know you have to do that to get to where you need to get to do what you need to do, guess what? There's only one option. You're left with nothing else. All the bridges are burned. You just have to swim. You have to just go and do it. It's one of the best pieces of advice I could ever give you guys. It's the one thing I wouldn't say I was naturally born with, but it's the one thing that I think I developed quicker than a lot of other people in like around my age, in the world, whatever. It's the one thing that I see that I have that other people don't, is the fact I'm willing to do whatever it takes on my own at any given time, regardless of the consequences. And you guys need to realize that.